Yecheskel Perek Mem Ches Pasuk Chaf Gimel Lilinish Lachin Rav Avram Nisanel Ben Rav Shalom Refuah Shleima for those who need a Refuah Shleima, especially in these hot summer months. So now we have described the Truma at great and confusing length, described the land that belongs to or is administered by Kohanim, Levim, the Beis Hamikdash, the city of Yerushalayim, and the Nasi. And now we go back to the other five Shvatim that we did not finish before. The Yesar HaShvatim and the rest of the tribes who receive portions south of the Truma. Mipa'as Kadima ad Pa'as Yama, from the eastern side to the western side. Lefas Kedma Mizracha, we say that in the Torah when it's describing in Matos Masei the boundaries of all the Shvatim, what they're going to get. Binyamin Echad, for Binyamin, one portion. Now, we know that every Shevet is getting one portion, but we're going to say it for each one, because just like when we did the census in Parshas Bamidbar, every name is important, every Yid is important. Nobody is extraneous. And every Shevet, even Binyamin, which had been the smallest and the least of the brothers, the youngest of the brothers, and he's going to be right there next to the Truma in a place of honor. Chavdal v'yalgbul Binyamin pas kadima ad pas yama. And on the southern border of Binyamin, going from the eastern side to the western side, Shimon Echad, Shimon is going to get his portion, which in the original division of Eretz Yisrael, Shimon didn't have his own portion. He shared in Yehuda's portion. So Shimon v'Levi Yachim, we know that Yaakov Avinu, when he gave his bracha, wanted to separate Shimon and Levi. And I believe, if I remember correctly from years ago, Divrei Torah, that was part of the idea of making Shimon and Levi a little bit rootless in Eretz Yisrael, that they were going to be separated and their anger wouldn't be able to turn into any kind of mob violence or destructive purpose. But now Shimon is one dignified right alongside all the rest of us, beneath Binyamin. And Chafei Valgbul Shimon Nipas Kadima Ad Pas Yama, and on the southern border of Shimon now, with only three left, from the eastern side to the western side, Yisachar Echad. Yisachar is one. Now, Yisachar was one of the 10 tribes up to the north in ancient Eretz Yisrael in the time of Tanakh. But this is different. V'algbul Yisachar Chavav Mipas Kadima Ad Pas Yama, and the southern border of Yisachar, from the east to the west, Zevulun Echad. Zevulun is going to get one. And that leaves one more Shevet. Chav Zayin V'algbul Zevulun Mipas Kadima Ad Pas Yama, and on the southern border of Zevulun, from the east side to the west side, God Echad, God will get the last portion of land. Now, God, during the time wandering in the Midbar, went with Shimon, and then God, and then Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zevulun last. Now God brings up the rear. God brings up the southernmost area, down presumably before the Sinai Desert, although I don't know the exact borders where its trail is going to be. Chaf Ches. Ah, so what is south of God? Val Gvul God, El Pa'as Negev Teimona, and alongside the border of God to the southern side, shall be Vahaya Gvul Mi Tamar. The border will be from Tamar, Me Merivas Kadesh, to the waters of Merivas Kadesh, Al Hayom HaGadol, until the Great Sea. So it starts from Yericho, Gvul Mitamar, the city of the date palm, says Rashi. And then going to the west, the waters of Merivas Kadesh, proceeding until Nachal Mitzrayim, which empties into the Great Sea. So Malbim says that God's territory is an area that's going to be added to Eretz Yisrael in the future, which is why going from Tamar to Merivas Kadesh, extending to Nachal Mitzrayim, that's part of, I presume, Eilat is in there somewhere, so God might be very lucky indeed. And not only that, but remember, I don't know if you had this experience, but when I was in yeshiva in the 1980s, oh, I'm so old, guys wanted to go to Eilat, and they got in big trouble with the Hanhala, who didn't want them to go to Eilat, and they told them because it meant leaving Eretz Yisrael to go outside Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. I think they really didn't want the guys going to Eilat for reasons of sun and sand and bikinis. But nevertheless, that's what we were told, was that you don't want to leave Eretz Yisrael. But here we're seeing that Eilat would be part, at least the way the Malbim sees it, of Eretz Yisrael of the future. Zos ha'aretz, says Chavtes. Beautiful pasuk. Eretz Kanan Ligvulo Seho, it says in the Torah when it says a similar phrase. This is the land asher tapilu minachalo l'shivtei Yisrael, that you will allot of the inheritance to the tribes of Klal Yisrael. The Eile Machlikosam, not Machlokes, but Machlikos. And these are their divisions. So it is divisions, it's the same word, but the divisions of land ownership, not divisions in terms of having a Machlikos with everybody else. Noam Hashem Elohim says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Breuer says, beautifully, viewing this glorious portrait of a united, reborn Israel. Keep in mind that Rabbi Breuer is writing this in the 1950s. Painted in such realistic colors by the prophet, who could still doubt that there is indeed a great future in store for this people? Apparently, Bob Villain and all of those other anti-Semites out there in the world running wild and amok. The president of Colombia, who I just read yesterday, sent all kinds of memos about trying to banish Jews from the board of Columbia University. This is the one who was the improvement over the anti-Semite who was in charge during the protests. Those are the people who would want to doubt that there is indeed a great future in store for this people. But Rabbi Breuer knows better, and Yechezkel knew a lot better. For the Almighty God of history in his everlasting loving kindness educates both Israel and the rest of mankind for the fulfillment of his, capital H, purposes, and has set the seal of his truth upon his promise to his people. These are, of course, folks out there in the world who don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loi Aleinu, Chas V'Shalom. But they're going to have a rude awakening when the time comes. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And where does that come from? From Trei Asar, which is where we are going next. But first, we have a few more psukim to go, and then we are almost finished with Sefer Yechezkel. It's been a long time coming, but we've been working our way through as best we can.